Grace, greetings, and welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast for the 18th of May. This is Paul White, and it's a great honor to take you into what is probably, I was going to say one of the more misunderstood, I don't know if that's fair, passages of Galatians 5. I think it's one of the most out of context misunderstood passages in Galatians 5. In context, I think it makes perfect sense, and I think it holds a power that is heretofore not tapped into by most of your average Bible students. And that's that great walk in the Spirit passage, works of the flesh, fruit of the Spirit passage. It gets extracted from its setting and used as this almost condemning diatribe against anything that's considered worldly or fleshly, and then it gets put as this effort-filled passage. You need to be walking in the Spirit, and here's how you should do that. Well, as you can probably imagine, there's a better way to study the Bible than to grab chunks of Scripture and then extract them from their time, place, and setting. So I want to approach the 16th to 26th verses of Galatians 5 through several different lenses over the next few days. Let me lay out a course of action for us. I want to look at context in three different ways. Really broad context, a little more narrow context, and then the narrowest context. And they are so vital that I want to spend a podcast on each. So today we'll deal with the broadest context of Galatians 5, 16 to 26, which is the context of this passage in relation to the kingdom of God and the overall understanding of the new covenant. Tomorrow we'll deal with the context of 16 to 26 within the framework of Paul's usage of the Holy Spirit in the life of the believer, as contained primarily in the book of Galatians, but not entirely the book of Galatians. And then I want to take a podcast in a couple of days and deal with this within the framework of Galatians, particularly Galatians 4 and 5. That's its immediate setting. And then we will work each verse. Okay, so it's going to sound like at first that we're just going to do 11 verses in one big chunk, but we're only going to do that for a few days. All right, let's get busy. 16, here's how I want to do this. I want to read all of it. This is the only time I'll read it all 11, not stopping. Galatians 5, 16 to 26. I say then, walk in the Spirit, and you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. For the flesh lusts against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh. And these are contrary to one another, so that you do not do the things that you wish. But if you are led by the Spirit, you are not under the law. Now the works of the flesh are evident, which are adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lewdness, idolatry, sorcery, hatred, contentions, jealousies, outbursts of wrath, selfish ambitions, dissensions and heresies, envy, murders, drunkenness, revelries, and the like, of which I tell you beforehand, just as I also told you in time past, that those who practice such things will not inherit the kingdom of God. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such there is no law. And those who are Christ's have crucified the flesh with its passions and desires. And if we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. Let us not become conceited, provoking one another, envying one another. Okay, today's context, let's go broad. Let's go New Covenant, particularly an understanding of the kingdom of God. The kingdom of God as a present reality. Let's save the argument for the kingdom of God as a future inheritance. There's an undeniable present reality to the kingdom. Remember, when John the Baptist comes, he says, he comes preaching, repent because the kingdom is at hand. That's close. Then he introduces Jesus. Jesus then goes about preaching the gospel of the kingdom. And then his disciples are told to go out and preach the gospel of the kingdom. When Acts ends, the Apostle Paul's in a rented house in Rome preaching the kingdom. Kingdom is not kingdom to come, but kingdom reality. And what the kingdom looks like is a divorce from the old covenant, a brand new covenant, walking in that covenant, and people walking in the idea and the inheritance of the kingdom. And so believers that are walking in new creation reality have the opportunity to inherit the things of the kingdom in this life. Otherwise, what's the point in showing people what the kingdom can do in this life if you can't have it in this life? So when you see things like walk in the Spirit and not in the flesh, in the broader context of the new covenant, we're talking about walk into the fullness of the kingdom that is in the spirit realm versus the things that are in a natural realm. Because in a natural realm, they're going to come out looking like works of the flesh. In a supernatural realm, they're going to be the works of the Spirit. Walk as if you are in that spirit realm, because in reality you are. Whenever you see things like Galatians chapter 5, verse 21, I told you in time past, those who practice such things will not inherit the kingdom. We've read that in our context and said, well, Paul is saying that if you do this stuff on a regular basis, you're going to go to hell. Because we look at inheriting the kingdom being going to heaven, thus the opposite being going to hell. Can you see how Paul never says that? First of all, he never mentions heaven, and he certainly never mentions hell. But he does say that people who practice those natural things, those sinful things, they never walk into a full inheritance of what it means to be in the kingdom, because they're practicing the things of this kingdom rather than the things of the next kingdom. And so the broad context then becomes the kingdom of God, something you can't see, but something you can definitely access by inheritance. Don't surrender tasting the goods of that inheritance for temporary fleshly pleasure. And some of those temporary fleshly pleasures are going to come out looking like this: adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lewdness, idolatry, sorcery, hatred, etc., etc. Three verses of them. He certainly doesn't name off every sin available, but he names off enough to let you know that this is the way people live who don't walk in the fullness of their kingdom inheritance. That's a broad context of Galatians 5, 16 to 26. Tomorrow, we'll narrow that context down a little bit as we check this out from a Pauline epistles context, primarily Galatians, but encompassing some other stuff as well. It'll be a great journey. See you then. God bless.